you will increase your efficiency 20% if you learn to do the tough things first, the ones you don't want to do.
Ray Zinn now imparts his management philosophy in Tough Things First. In this series, Zinn covers it all, from the essence of human happiness,
adding value, showing that you have value,
to the downside of venture capital.
You will not own the company.
And the essence of entrepreneurial discipline.
If you're going to make it a consistent practice of working Saturdays just because you think you've got to work 80 hours a week to be successful, you're just flat out wrong.
Now here's Ray Zinn, Silicon Valley's longest serving CEO and today's guest host. I'm Rob Artigo, guest host for this edition of the Tough Things First podcast with Ray Zinn, longest serving CEO in Silicon Valley. I am a writer and a California entrepreneur. Happy to be back again, Ray.
Rob, it's always a thrill to be with you.
So in a previous podcast, we talked about the question of whether or not God is dead. And it was, of course, a rhetorical question. You know, I mean, if God's there, he was there before and he'll always be there. So I wasn't surprised by your answer. You said, no, God is not dead. And the question is the topic of God or religion in the public square dead? And so let's just talk about religion in general. Is religion important in modern society here in 2018?
Well, I believe it is, because as we talked about in the previous pod, is God dead? I think that people who have a religious focus and bent in their lives are more honest, and they have a higher morals, and they're more faithful in their marriages, and they tend to treat each other more kindly and more respectfully. So having a religious bent in your society, I think is good, and it's important. I know societies which don't have that same religious strength in their society tend to be less caring, less loving, less giving, not willing to be of service to others, and so I think that is an issue. I know in the Scout Oath, on my honor, I'll do my best to do my duty to God and my country, and to obey the Scout Law, to help other people at all times, to keep myself physically strong, mentally awake, and morally straight. The oath has been around for over a century. That Scout Oath is a indication of your moral belief and how you view others. Again, helping other people at all times, I think that's important. And so the more religious you are, the more apt you are to want to help, you know, love your neighbor as yourself, so to speak.
There is another way of looking at this too, because there is a part of society, a point of view in society, where there are people out there who think religion is not important to society and it has no place in the public square. And I've always felt that position itself is a religion of sorts. In other words, the idea that I'm completely dismissing God and Jesus and any other, you know, type of faith that you want to think of, I'm dismissing it outright because it's not scientific, it's not good for society. So we'd prefer that wasn't there. I've seen people cling to that position of not wanting religion in society to the point of making it a religion themselves, the non-religion religion. Does that make sense?
Yeah, well, that's not a religion, because religion is a faith-based statement.
Doesn't it take faith, though, Ray, you have to make a leap of faith saying, I know God doesn't exist, and that requires a leap of faith.
Okay, but again, a religion tends to be, in the dictionary anyway, tends to be that belief in a higher deity or being.
Yeah, right.
And more of a faith-based subject, as opposed to being, this is my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But to say that you know, boxing is your religion, or car driving, car races are your religion, or tennis is your religion, I mean, yeah, that's a stretch. I mean, people say that,
right?
Or you know, whatever your hobby is, that's my religion. But that's more of just a cliche. That's not a real honest. You know, it's not the English version of the definition of religion. So, you know, in this podcast, we're talking about is a religion, you know, in a faith-based higher belief in a higher being, is that important for a society? And the answer is flat out yes. Now, not everybody on this that listens to this podcast are going to agree, because that's the problem we have, is that, you know, some people don't agree that you need a religion-based society to be successful. I do. I mean, this country was founded on that. There's no other country, by the way, that I know of that has a statement made that, you know, one nation under God is in their Pledge of Allegiance.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that's a statement. Or on their coins, it says, "In God we trust." You know, these are very emphatic statements about here's how we believe. And that's very important.
Conversations that I've had with some people who are adamantly against religion in their, they think it's not necessary, let's put it that way, for society. Because they say, it's not necessary because all I have to do is act right, be good to other people, and that's in society works. So do the right thing. And I'd look at him and go, but who decides what the right thing is? What's morally right to somebody who has no religious background, no religion? They're making up their own rules as they go along as to what is morally right. I'll bet you Adolf Hitler, who was operating, you know, in his own world, thought that it was morally right to commit the Holocaust, because he thought he was doing the right thing. So it's like, he thought, I'm doing the right thing. And who sets the rule for the right thing in a society that has a religious basis, particularly, and I'm biased in the sense that I have Christian faith. So a society with a Christian faith is going to be a forgiving society and an accepting society, and one that people fosters good, as you said, morals that are based on basic principles that people share. But if you have a society where people are just operating based on the rules that they make up, then it's wild, wild west.
Well, again, can you be a kind, loving, and forgiving person and not be religious? Yes. No question. Not everybody that's religious is honest, and not everybody that's not religious is dishonest.
True.
So, we're just talking about now a basis for society. In other words, does religion have a basis for a society? And I say yes, because not everybody has the same view of being honest and forthright and treating their fellow man properly. And so I think religion helps it because it teaches it. Does everybody have to go to college? No. Does everybody have to be from a specific area of the country to be successful? No. We're talking about now what would enhance, what would give society the best chance of success. And that's what the subject of this podcast is about. I think religion does train, give people the training and the help that they need to be a kinder, more understanding society. And then, you know, our country is becoming less religious, and that's why you're seeing so much animosity and so much hatred amongst the different political groups, is because they don't respect each other. And so how do we get back to that? We have to go back to church, as you would go back to being more willing to listen to our faith leaders, as you would. And so that's the bottom line of this conversation is this podcast is to urge people to join a religious group and help develop that faith-based society that we need.
Good advice, Ray. We are done with another Tough Things First podcast. Please follow the podcast everywhere podcasts are available. It's out there on Stitcher, as well as all those other platforms. So go out there, click like, and make sure you leave a comment And also share this podcast with other folks. That we've done many, many podcasts. I'm not the only guest host. There have been a handful of really great guest hosts. If you go back and look at the archive, you can see all the previous podcasts, listen to them, and get some great advice from Ray Zinn, the longest-serving CEO in Silicon Valley. Ray has two books. Tough Things First is his first book, which is really great. If you're an entrepreneur and you want to learn a whole bunch of stuff, how to start your day. I mean, hey, it's called Tough Things First for a reason, all the way to, you know, more problematic things that you face as a business person. Find that information there. But also, get your daily dose by picking up the book, The Zen of Zinn, Ray Zinn's new book here. So, thank you, Ray. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Rob. Good to be with you again.
You've been listening to Tough Things First, candid talk with Silicon Valley's longest-serving CEO, Ray Zinn. Drop by the contact page at toughthingsfirst.com for more about the book, more podcasts, and links to Ray's Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn pages to keep up with Ray Zinn's wisdom daily.